Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It is so good to see all of you today on this third Sunday of Easter, a beautiful day. I don't know if you caught it, but they're saying it might get close to 80 today. And what a wonderful day that we have the chance to come and go to the throne of grace today and experience God's help in our time of need. And a little bit later on, we'll also be sharing at the table of grace and experiencing God's presence in our lives today. A little bit later on, I'm going to talk to you probably something that'll probably hit home with most of us today. God desires for us to sleep in peace at night. I hope that'll be a blessing to you. So let's stand and join together as we sing our Gloria Patria this morning. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the now and never shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. Well, let's join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. We gather with joy, for Christ brings us new life. Love breaks all bonds and unites us in hope.
Christ has defeated death. Let us rejoice and be glad.
Come and worship with hearts full of praise.
O God, receive our grateful hallelujahs.
Well, let's join together there, and you can turn in your hymn books if you'd like. Hymn number 51, Crown Him with Many Crowns, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. We're going to be doing all four verses. Together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. God, our Maker, we praise you for all the wonders in your creation. A baby's smile, a rock worn by wind and water, and wrinkles around aging eyes. Let the life, teaching, and resurrection of the risen one lift and instruct our hearts this day, that we may greet a new week as an occasion to discover Christ with us, making all things new. Amen. And you may be seated. And our next hymn there is hymn number 551. It is, "Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah." Or you can follow along on the PowerPoint there. Guide me, O Thou Great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but Thou art mighty. Hold me with Thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me now and evermore. Feed me now and evermore. Open now the crystal fountain whence the healing streams doth flow. Let the fire and cloudy pillar lead me all my journey through. Strong deliverer, be thou still my strength and shield. Be thou strength and shield. When I tread the verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fear subside. Bear me through the crooked. Songs of praises I will ever sing to you. I will ever sing to you. Well, I'm going to invite our kids to come down, if they would make their way.
Till then.
Now, have you ever, mom and dad put you in bed, gave you kisses and said goodnight, and you just stared at the ceiling for a little while? Or do you fall asleep right away? Sometimes I stare at the ceiling. Why is that? Why do sometimes we just kind of stare at the ceiling? Are we remembering everything that we were just doing? Maybe playing or whatever, and we had a good time? Do we sometimes do that? Kids don't do that quite as much as adults do. As we get older and adults, as adults, sometimes we'll just sit there and we'll think about everything that went on in that day. We might even be thinking about what's going to happen tomorrow. Have you ever went to bed? And you probably have on Christmas Eve, haven't you? I can't wait until I get up in the morning. I get to see what's under the Christmas tree. Yeah. I know. I remember when I was a kid and I was that tree. But you know what God promises in Psalm 4? That every time we go to sleep, we can lay our head on our pillow and close our eyes and be at peace because we are in God's hands. God loves us. God is always taking care of us. A lot of times God does that through our moms and dads and even others. But God is watching over us and taking care of us because God loves us. And that's why we can go to sleep and not worry about anything. Most kids don't worry about much anyways, because I don't remember worrying about too much when I was younger. Except maybe when I had a test coming up the next day in school. But I might have been a little older then, so. Yes. So sleep in peace. One quick question. Has mom or dad ever said, sleep tight? Good night, sleep tight? Should I share the rest of it? Or will they be paranoid about it? There was an old saying when I was young, good night, sleep tight, don't let the bugs bite. Now, there's no bugs in our bed, is there?
Some people have bugs in their beds.
Oh! I want to say something, but I won't say it. Yes. But you know what? Good night, sleep tight, because God is watching over you, and you can sleep in peace. Okay, you can go on downstairs. I think you got Miss Rhea today. She got lots of them, Miss Rhea. She's always ready for no matter what comes by. Yeah. I don't know. That's almost as many as we had for Easter. Yeah, that was a good amount. Yeah. Yes. We want to go to the Lord in prayer this morning, and maybe you have a joy or concern you would like to share that I will take. And let you have a chance to share. Somebody this morning, yes.
One, I'd like us all to remember Israel. They were attacked again yesterday. And also, my cousin Joanne that lives in Texas fell in the assisted living, and she's in the hospital.
Okay, we want to remember Joanne then this morning with that fall. And we want to pray for Israel, and thankfully all the batteries and everything else, anti-missile and other things that the U.S. and Israel share was able to stop. I think they said, I thought I heard on the radio, like 99% of them or something like that. So we're grateful and thankful about that. Somebody else, yes. Yes, and I saw a few pictures on Facebook when they were down there in Florida again. So, somebody else. Somebody else, yes.
I have a joy. Mary Lou and I went to see Dolores and Bill this week, and we had a nice visit. I suppose we were there about an hour and a half. We had a hard time getting away. But she's worried about the church. She misses everybody, and yeah. She said she hopes to get back one of these days.
Is she now back in the apartment with Bill? That's the only... Ah, okay, okay. I knew some things she told me the last time I saw her that some things changed, but she thought she had another week by herself in there as they were watching her, so.
She's doing great, and I think
yes, she
looks great for everything she's doing.
I agree with that. I agree with that, yes.
But they will be in assisted living.
Okay, good, yes.
Two unspoken.
Okay, two unspoken this morning. And we know the Lord knows that. Somebody else, yes.
I have joy and a question. Thursday morning, we got a call at about 2:30. My daughter had a baby boy here.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see. Camden Thomas Carr.
Oh, my gosh.
8 pounds, 8 ounces.
That means a lot because they were young when I first came here as a pastor. Yes, and saw them grow up and everything. So that's kind of like some of the others, yes. But yeah, that's wonderful. And then did you have a concern or just the joy? Yeah, good. I'm glad to hear that. Yes.
Unspoken
there. Somebody else? Anybody else?
Yeah. I got a phone call.
Ooh.
4 years old. Ew. So she decided to stay home just around her mom.
Do you happen to know her mom's name or anybody?
What is it?
Hopkins is her last name.
Yeah, I don't know her first name.
Okay. We can say Mrs. Hawkins, that'll be fine. But yes, wow, yeah, that's... We definitely want to keep her in our prayers. I thought I saw another hand. Yeah, yeah.
My friend Sherry Graham had cancer 8 years ago. Well, it has came back. So she's going through all these treatments again.
Yeah.
So she really
I was going to say yes, and you may want to fill out a slip so we can get her on the monthly because I was telling some people this morning I'll be working on May's calendar here coming up. So somebody else. Somebody else. Yes.
My sister, Molly, her two children, Chris and Kim, both are going to have surgery in the coming weeks. One has got kidney stones, three the size of marbles and one the size of a golf.
Oh, my gosh.
So she's going to have surgery for that. And the boy has to have a part of his lower... large intestine removed. We're hoping it's not cancerous.
Okay. Yes. Okay, let me get this all down here. Yes, and I can't see their faces, but I know them from the funeral that I did. Yes. Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah. So we definitely, so we want to remember... Sherry, that was mentioned a little bit ago, and then Chris and Kim, for both of them for surgery and the needs there. So definitely. Somebody else? Anybody else this morning? Yeah.
They moved my wife Kay to the assisted living facility in Pickaway and trying to prolong her life.
Okay, okay. So that's a change there then,
yeah.
Okay. And that that does not surprise me because Brookdale is one of those that I believe, if I remember right, don't quote me on this, but I believe they're very good with dealing with Parkinson's folks. Yes. And yeah, in fact, I think she said when I talked to the one nurse that they're regionally accredited for that. So, but yes. I need to write that down because I'll try to get up. I saw her a week or so ago. So, somebody else? Anybody else this morning?
Brad and I have a joy, which is a big concern. Yes. This week, Matthew will leave Michigan. And then out to, it's going to be battalion command, the 3rd Battalion Armored in Fort Riley, Kansas, which is on the other side of Kansas. Doing a girl girls are going to stay in a hotel for 5 weeks to try to get as close to the end of school as they can. They won't be able to finish, but. And she's coming next week and bringing us their 2 big dogs. So we will have them for 5 weeks and then transport them out to Kansas. So it is a joy, but it is a huge concern. They are often deployed, the first big red one.
Yeah. So we want to remember Matthew, who is on our monthly list because of one of our own that's in the military. But all of this transition is going to be very stressful. I know Matthew probably, is he already there?
He goes this week.
Okay. Yeah. But the girls, Julie and the girls, that's just a lot of stress and everything. And so we want to remember them this morning. So anybody else? Anybody else? All right. Well, there's lots of needs to pray for. We want to continue praying for Susan Bear as she is in the physical therapy and one of the homes, trying to get her strength back after dealing with COVID and some other issues. We want to lift up Marty, who is battling bladder cancer, and then for Kay, which has been mentioned there, that's been moved to Brookdale, and for God's strength for her and a touch there. So as she plays this morning, it'll give you a chance to pray for some of the needs, and then I'll close in prayer. Just so thankful today for your grace and your love and your care for us. Sometimes we face situations that make us wonder and doubt, and sometimes they make us even fearful. But Lord, we know and have to remind ourselves that you are with us no matter what we're going through. We think about the ones that have been mentioned today, for Joanne with this fall, Mrs. Hawkins, who's battling COVID and in the hospital, for Sherry, Lord, whose cancer has returned and is battling this again, for Chris and Kim, who are going through a surgery this week, Lord, that you would guide and lead and direct there and be with them. Lord, for Marty, who's battling this bladder cancer, Lord, and for Susan, Lord, who's going through rehab and trying to gain her strength back again, Lord. And for Kay, Lord, who needs that strength and healing touch for her too. God, we ask that you would minister to each of these needs today. And minister as only you can do, Lord, especially as they are in need of that touch. Give them strength. Give them faith in the midst of everything, Lord. Let them know that they're not alone in their battles and that you are with them and others are there that care about them, Lord. We lift up Matthew, who's moving to Kansas this week. We ask that you would guide him and watch over him and keep him safe. We think about Julie and the girls and everything, this transition and the stress and everything that's involved with that, that you'll just give them your peace, Lord. And be with them, Lord, as they make it through this time of change, Lord. And Lord, we lift up the unspoken needs that have been mentioned today. We are asked for your touch today for each one of those needs. Maybe there's others here today that maybe something was on their heart when they came in that they could not share. We just ask that you would minister. And as we reach out to you and touch your grace, Lord, touch the hem of your garment today, Lord, that your power and your strength and your healing and would reach to us and minister to us or minister in those situations, whatever they may be today. Lord, we ask that you would continue to watch over Israel and protect them and bring peace in that situation, Lord, somehow, some way, Lord, that there would be peace that could happen like happened in the past, Lord, with other surrounding countries and nations, Lord. And that you would grant your grace in those situations and give wisdom to the leaders, I pray. And thank you, Lord, for your presence with us each day. Lord, I pray for each person here today. Lord, as we break the bread of your word, may we be strengthened and know that we can be at peace, especially when we lay our heads down at night. And find rest in you, O Lord, because you are the one who is overseeing us, that we are in your hands, and we're grateful and thankful. And then, Lord, as we share at the table, Lord, just bless each one as we partake, and may we receive of your presence and your grace and your love as you, only you, can do and reveal and bring into our lives. We're grateful today and we're thankful for that as we ask it now in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Thank you for taking time to pray with us this morning for the needs of folks that need God's touch in a special way today. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And I want to say, as I always do, thank you so much for your faithfulness. It's how the ministry of the church here locally continues to operate and how God meets the needs and how we can be a blessing to others. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. O God, you have filled the world with so much abundance. As we bring our gifts, bless them and use them to bring hope and new life. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from Psalm 4 this morning. And I'm going to read just a few of the verses there in Psalm 4. We're going to read verses 1 through 3 and then verses 6 through 8. Answer me when I call, God of my justice. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy. Hear my prayer. How long will you people dishonor me before God? How long will you love delusion and pursue lies? Know that those who love the Lord have been set apart by divine will. The Lord will hear me when I call. So many are asking, does good even exist anymore? Let the light of your face, Lord, shine on us. You put joy in my heart, a joy greater than being full of bread and new wine. In peace, I'll lie down. In peace, I will sleep. For you alone, Lord, keep me perfectly safe. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Well, an older, tired-looking dog wandered into this guy's yard. He could tell from the collar and the well-fed belly that the dog had a home and was well taken care of. The dog calmly came over and to the person, and they gave him a few pats on the head, and then the dog followed him right into his house, slowly walked down the hall, curled up in the corner, and fell asleep. An hour later, he went to the door, or the dog went to the door, and the person let the dog out. The next day, he was back. The dog was back and greeted the person in their yard again, walked inside, and resumed his spot in the hallway, and again fell asleep for an hour. This continued off and on for several weeks. Curious, the man penned a note to the collar of the dog that said, I would like to find out who the owner of this wonderful, sweet dog is. And I ask if you are aware, almost every afternoon, your dog comes to my house for a nap. The next day, the dog arrived again for his nap with a different note pinned to his collar. Quote, he lives in a home with 6 children, 2 under the age of 3. He's trying to catch up on his sleep. By the way, can I come over to your house tomorrow? I want to talk to you this morning about sleeping in peace. Sleeping in peace. Now, I don't know if maybe you felt like that, and I'm assuming it might have been the mother, but it could have been the dad at that house there, have ever felt that way. This past week, I was listening to a new song by a band that I like. And in the middle of the song, I was watching it on YouTube. And this just happened to be a video of the song, not just a regular video that sometimes the bands will do with their song. And it had all the words to the music or to the song. And right in the middle of the song, the singer says these words, let me catch my breath. Have you ever been there? I think a lot of people feel that way because they're just exhausted and tired. I've talked to a lot of people lately that have been saying something similar to me about that. And I've wondered And I don't know if I have the answer to this, but I've wondered if social media and 24-hour cable news cycle is the reason for such exhaustion. Because we know things instantly when 30 years ago, we would find out some information a week later or whatever. Now we know everything all the time instantly. And Psalm chapter 4, verse 8 is a great verse. It just hit me so strong this week. In peace I'll lie down. In peace I'll sleep. For you alone, Lord, keep me perfectly safe. It reminds me that God, as you saw up there earlier, God desires for us to sleep in peace at night because we're in God's hands. God is taking care of us no matter what we face. And so I want to focus on two things real quickly that I want to talk to you about. First of all, I want to talk to you about losing sleep. Losing sleep. There are many reasons why we fail to get a good night's sleep. Physiologically, there are things and issues that arise. Psychologically, there are things and reasons that arise. Spiritually, there are issues and things that arise, and maybe other things that make us feel reckless. Two things that kind of struck me that the psalmist refers to, I want to bring up and see if you can relate. First of all, how about circumstances beyond our control? Circumstances beyond our control. You know, we are a people that like to be in control. I talked a little bit to the Bible study people about that this morning when we were going through there, the end of Job, and how God was telling Job that chaos is a part of life. And, you know, and it's just there. And the psalmist speaks of being in distress. The distress, which literally means a tight space or a tight spot. Have you ever felt like something you were facing that day just seemed like it was just closing in on you and you were caught in a tight spot? We use the old expression of being caught between a rock and a hard place to try to describe what we're facing in life at times. And when we face things beyond our control, we may feel constricted or smothered or in a panic sometimes. And if we allow that to take its logical course, we may have a hard time catching our breath, so to speak. Things beyond our control. Here's the other one. Things on our mind. This is one that probably gets a lot of us, doesn't it? The psalmist, if you caught there, they were, I think it was verse 3 and 4. It's almost like the psalmist kind of was just talking about the Lord, and all of a sudden he enters, why are these people insulting me? And I wondered if those were things that were on the psalmist's mind. One thing I know is my sleep is altered by what's on my mind when I go to bed. Does your mind spin when you lay your head down? Everything that went on that day, what could have changed, what I could have done differently, what if this, what if that? You know, my wife, Jody, she always says, Jason, you can't change the would-haves and could-haves and should-haves. And that is so true. And I probably need to be reminded of that often. Or does your mind already go to tomorrow? As life happens, things can build up in our minds. And they can resurface when we lay our heads down at night. Stress, worry, anxiety about this or that. And in the middle of it all, God calls us to lie down and sleep in peace. And that's my second one. Peaceful sleep. What is that? Well, I don't want to just tell you about that, but I'm going to answer a little bit of what I just addressed there. When circumstances are beyond our power, seek relief. Seek relief. Now, you might ask your doctor for sleeping pills. You might get some anti-anxiety pills or whatever else you might need to face what you're going through in life. And the psalmist is in a tough spot. But the psalmist also looks to God for some relief. And the Hebrew word there used for relief means wide open space. Just the opposite of the other word that we looked at. The tight spot. The constrained spot. Where we felt like everything was falling in on us. I remember during COVID, there was a few times, especially because we didn't know what was going on at the beginning. And we were in that lockdown. And one day I told Jody, I said, I can't take this anymore. I said, I'm getting in the car and I'm going for a drive. Because I just had to get out into some wide open spaces, so to speak. Why do you think your horses or your cattle, when they've been pinned up in the barn for a long time, and they get a chance to get out in the pasture field, what is something they usually do? Kick up those heels, well, the horses might, and take off running a little bit. I remember our steers when we would let them out at night because we kept them tied up all day and worked on their hair and everything, my show steers. When they got to go out, they'd get all, especially on a cool night, they'd be snorting a little and kicking it up because it was just freeing. And such space is needed when life seems like it's closing in on us. The psalmist makes four requests. Answer me. Give me relief. Which means open it up. Have mercy and hear my prayers. And so that brings me to the second thing of this aspect that I want to talk about. Is when circumstances are beyond our power. Remember, God is ultimately in control. And I highlighted the word ultimately. Because sometimes, and I don't know if I believe this, I don't know if I believe that God is in control of every little detail of my life. I believe God is ultimately in control of all things. But I believe that God, because we're made in the image of God, God expects us to step up, take responsibility or whatever, and do some things, make choices, and use wisdom and all these different things. And I think it's important, though, getting back to the issue related to sleep, it's important to remind ourselves each night that when we lay our heads down, I don't have to take care of it all. I don't have to have it all figured out. I don't have to control everything. We can release it and let things go to God because we are ultimately not in control. And God will keep us. And we are still in God's hands. Listen to me. Peace, when we lay our head down at night, peace doesn't come to us in those moments because of our wealth or our wisdom, because of our position or our possessions, because of our security bolts or our security systems. Ultimately, peace comes from knowing nothing can snatch us out of Christ's hand, as Jesus said in the Gospel of John. Or as Paul said, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Now, obviously, I don't know everything that's going on in your life right now. And I imagine there are a lot of things on your mind when you lay your head down on that pillow at night. But I want to encourage you this morning, in peace, you can lie down. In peace, you can sleep. For the Lord alone keeps you. So let us give thanks for the possibilities of sleeping in peace. And I pray that each one who hears my voice, that as you go to bed at night, you will sleep in peace and know that you are kept perfectly in God's care and hands. Amen and amen. Well, let's, as we prepare for communion this morning, we're going to join together for our thanksgiving and confession that we often pray together. And so if you would like to join with me, let us join together there on the PowerPoint as we pray this morning. Answer us, O God, as we turn to you for mercy and strength. Listen to the yearnings of our hearts and the regrets of our lives. Comfort us in our distress and pour your grace into our lives. Redeem us with your love that we might rise with Christ as we share together at your table of grace. Amen. Receive of that today. Everything you may need, if you are in need of mercy or strength, or maybe there's regrets that you have, give them to the Lord today. Find that comfort and peace in the Lord, and let his love wash over us today. Amen. I'm going to invite our deacons and deaconesses, if they would prepare, as we are going, and you can go ahead and begin doing that, move out, as we prepare to share with communion this morning. Remember, we practice open table, so you're all invited to receive, because we believe that God's grace is extended and the grace of Christ is extended as we share together at the table this morning.
Afterwards, Jesus took the cup, blessed and gave thanks, said, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you, my blood, which is shed for you. Take and drink from it, and do it in remembrance of me." Let's partake this morning. The Lord, Paul says that as often as we eat and drink, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Well, you can shake one or two hands because we'll have time to go downstairs and hang out for a while. But you can shake one or two hands, and then we'll sing our chorus there. We are standing on holy ground. We'll sing it through twice this morning. Got quiet, so you guys must have stopped quick, didn't you? We are standing on holy ground this morning, 547, if you want to sing out of the hymn book. We are standing on holy ground, and I let's join together for our benediction. Go in faith, with the peace of Christ going with us.
May we witness your mercy
and grace in the world. May God's resurrecting love open the future for us. Empowered by the Spirit and embraced by the presence of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior, Lord. Amen.